This is Akashvani, the news read by Punita Bakshe. Over 20 Naxalites have been killed in an encounter with security forces in the Abuchmard area of Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. A top leader of the Naxalites is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A security force personnel was injured during the exchange of fire. The encounter between Naxalites and security forces has continued since morning. Our correspondent has filed this report.
A team of District Reserve Guard of Narayanpur, Dantewada, Bijapur and Kondagaon districts of Chhattisgarh started a joint operation 2 days ago after receiving intelligence input of the presence of a large number of Maoists and a top cadre of Naxalites in Abuchmard area. The encounter between Naxalites and security forces continues since this morning. A top leader of Naxalites, CPI Maoist General Secretary Basav Raju, is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A reward of 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
An all-party delegation led by GDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today left for a five-nation visit as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor and to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegation will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, the Republic of Korea, Japan and Singapore to project the country's resolute approach to combat terrorism in all its forms. Talking to the media before the departure of the delegation in New Delhi, Mr. Jha said, terrorism is a part of Pakistan's state policy and they will tell the world how Islamabad has been sponsoring terrorism.
आतंकवाद जो है वो पाकिस्तान की स्टेट पॉलिसी है इनके नकाब को उतारना वहां से कोई दो चार लोग ऐसे नहीं आते हैं पूरा स्टेट उसको स्पॉन्सर करता है पूरा थ्राइव करता है स्टेट के सपोर्ट से इस बात को पूरे दुनिया में जाकर के बता ऐसा नहीं होगा कि हमारे यहां आकर के टेररिस्ट एक्टिविटी करते रहिए और उसको हम झेलते रहेंगे.
Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will also embark on a visit to UAE, Liberia, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone today. The stage is all set for the inauguration of 103 Amrit Bharat stations tomorrow with modern amenities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the stations from Bikaner, Rajasthan. These stations have been upgraded and redeveloped under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme as city centres, showcasing regional culture and heritage. He will dedicate multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees to the nation. The projects include railways, roadways, power, water and new and renewable energy sectors. BJP today hit out at TMC following the report of a court-monitored probe on the Murshidabad violence, which mentions that some leaders of the ruling party in West Bengal were involved in the violence. Briefing the media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said the report has mentioned violence and rejected the claim of TMC that outsiders were involved in it.
मुझे लगता है कि अब इसके बाद पश्चिम बंगाल सरकार के पास किसी प्रकार का मुंह नहीं रह गया है ये कहने का कि वहां पर हिंसा नहीं हुई थी अब बिल्कुल साफ है कि वहां हिंसा हुई सुनियोजित हिंसा हुई तृणमूल कांग्रेस के नेताओं के इशारे पर हिंसा हुई और बाकायदा धर्म और समुदाय देखकर हिंसा की गई तो अब मैं पश्चिम बंगाल की मुख्यमंत्री ममता बनर्जी जी से पूछना चाहता हूं कि उनके ममतामयी हृदय में कब वह करुणा जागेगी कि वो अपने नेताओं पे कार्रवाई करेंगी.
Mizoram has been declared India's first fully literate state, marking a historic milestone in the state's educational journey. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan congratulated the people of Mizoram for this achievement. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said that this is a momentous and proud milestone in the state's educational journey and also a moment of great pride for the nation. The UK has suspended trade talks with Israel, summoned the Israeli ambassador and imposed new sanctions on West Bank settlers over the worsening position in Gaza. Foreign Secretary David Lammy called Israel's military actions in Gaza morally unjustifiable. And that is the end of this news bulletin.